Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 43 to 45. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. In his Pentecost Day sermon, Peter referred to the fact that in his earthly life, Jesus did powerful miracles, wonders, and signs. Now the apostles, empowered by the Holy Spirit, were able to continue Jesus' ministry as they also performed miraculous signs and wonders. It's no wonder that there was a deep sense of awe as people saw God working in power among people they had previously known only as fishermen. At the same time, the fledgling Christian community adopted a new way of looking at their possessions. They shared all that they owned in order to support one another. This was all done voluntarily and shows the depth of commitment that they had for one another. It's never been a rule that Christians must pool all their money, property, and possessions. But loving God inevitably causes us to look at all our resources with new eyes. One day, we'll have to give an account of the way in which we've used our resources. This might sound very restricting, but it's actually the complete opposite. Possessions can so easily dominate our lives and become our master. The materialistic society in which we live continually tries to peddle the lie that we find fulfillment in life through possessing more and more things. But the truth is that the only way to find such life and liberty is through recognizing that everything we possess has come from God's hands and is to be used to give glory to Him. When we build up our resources for our own selfish use, we're creating something that will last for a short while and then disappear. But when we use our possessions to strengthen God's kingdom, we're building for eternity. So let me ask you a question. How good a steward are you of the resources that God has placed in your hands? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for everything that you've given us. Help us to use them all to your glory. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.